there to my crowns. This is Rebecca, aka Crown Riri, reminding you to subscribe your email to crownloans.com, follow crownloans_com on Instagram, and also like, share, and most importantly, subscribe. All support is welcome and a big help. I am a one-woman show. And last but not least, stop at crownloansmerch.com to purchase She is Crown Tea or He is a Culture Tea. You can check out all the links below for the Instagram page, the website, and also to purchase your shirt. Again, thank you so much for all of your support. Thank you for pressing play. And of course, I hope you enjoyed this wonderful crown conversation. Hi, thank you. You got it? Hello out there to all of my crowns. This is Rebecca, aka Crown Riri, and this is Conversation Sunday. I have been having a behind-the-scenes wonderful conversation with my guest. So I know that this show is going to be full of joy and joy, yes. So I have my guest here. Conversation Sunday is speaking to authors about not only their written work, but also about themselves and giving us this information on them and what inspired them to write and everything from there. So my guest, you might introduce yourself to everybody today.
Hi, my name is Cheryl Moy.
Hi. How are you today?
I'm doing great.
Awesome. And can you just introduce or give us a background about yourself?
Yeah, I'm actually a self-employed. So I'm so proud. I'm a successful person.
Awesome. And
first time being a published author. So
yes. Congratulations on that.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And do you want to go ahead and give us the title of your book that we will be talking about today?
Yeah, it's The Origami Balloon Becoming May Rose.
Awesome. And we're going to talk about that a little later because I just had so many questions just about the title itself. Mm-hmm. But we will get to that. Now, I read that you have been just fascinated by like society. And so what sparked that fascination?
Well, being Asian born, a descent. Okay, I should say born Asian descent is the correct word, and grew up here in America facing ethnicity, right, being Asian, and then mm-hmm. going Western world. So it's like two different worlds. So mm-hmm. after that, I just become fascinated with why there's such a dichotomy and you're just embracing that whole thing.
Awesome. Was it something like you learned, like when you were fascinated when you were younger, or was it something that, you know, like as you grew up and like being an adult, it's like, this is not what like my parents told me it was going to be. Was like one of those moments.
Yes, it is. Especially when I went to school and I grew up in a very ethnicity neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And your first language was your native tongue from your parents. Mm-hmm. And then go to school and everybody looked like you when you speak in another language. Okay, that was a shocker.
Right.
And then a fascinating part was when you walk out from your neighborhood area and then you get to see different dichotomy of people pocket.
Yeah.
Especially living in a major city, it's such a diversity.
Yeah. I used to stay in Alaska, Fairbanks, when I was like 10, and it was like a small knit community. And then I moved here to Jacksonville, and my mom's side of family is in Jacksonville, and it was like a different culture, everything. And even with me being a Black person, I was still like being aware or just exploring my culture, because you know, in Alaska, we Native American, or that history was like pushed to us. But here it's like I'm learning more about my own culture. So yeah, I get it.
Yeah, which is, I think it's really great if you embrace everything. I think it's hard for someone who didn't realize that they, you know, are American born, and with great diversity and ethnicity, is it great to always learn that and embrace?
Yeah. Oneness. Yeah. Because I was getting the question like, oh, is there igloos in Alaska? And I'm like, not where I was.
Oh, it's good that, thank you for sharing that. I did not know that you were in Alaska, but it's
Yeah.
interesting, right? And I think it depends on which region of the in the state, here in the state, where part of the state that you are, that you learn different diversity people, which
Yeah.
is more interesting.
Yes, I learned a lot about Native Americans, like a lot. But then, like coming into Florida, it was like the opposite of that. So yeah, interesting. So you took your study to from society to getting your BA in sociology.
Right, it really
What
matched, right? It really
Yeah.
matched well. Yeah, I actually was very fascinated with people. And then I think sociology was the structure of studying culture and interactions. And so I think it's really work hand in hand for it. So yeah, the reason I picked a BA was because of this language skill. I almost had a BS degree, which is scientific, but I was just, for some reason, like the creativity side. Okay, I'm sorry. It's just
Yeah, I
feeling.
like
Like, because I can only send the quantitative number for so much. So you understand in the state, because you grow up here, that you only 5, like 6 hours short. I say, no, that's okay. I just go with the language and I get the
I'm good with
BA.
that. Yeah,
Yes.
I've been in college for like a year, and I had to take the introduction to sociology. And there was so many things I was learning, but I was like nodding my head too because I was like, "This is stuff that I realized is like going around." And it was like my opinion kind of like matched like the professor's opinion or the book's opinion. I was like, "Oh, I think I've been like knowing about this stuff, but actually learning it and grasping it was like a new thing for me." So yeah.
Yeah, and that's the reason why I pick it. So it's easy transition, well, for me.
Yeah.
And it applies to whatever area of department, the work field you want to do.
Yeah, I'm learning like there's different because I want to go get my bachelor's degree in human services to be a social worker, but I'm learning that it's different from a sociologist, but it's kind of like you are still observing people and helping people that way.
Right, it's a different diverse form of that. Yes.
So yeah,
Yeah.
can you break down what a sociologist is for the listeners out
Oh my gosh, there is a good point for sociologists. So the Latin word, it came from a Latin word social, like a companion. And the Greek word logo would mean speak or, region. So the reason is region of speech about companionship. Like why are we in certain culture aspect of why are you political? Because you belong in that part. Why you go for geriatric care, if you like it, and how what is interaction at each stages of life and the structure of how it's development what it is. So yes, yeah, definitely social behavior. And it's neutrality too. I think they serve the people, they're not gonna conform anything. They're just trying to figure out the development and how it goes through. That's one thing about it.
Yeah, I look at it like leaving like breadcrumbs, like just like
That
trying to
is
figure
true.
out.
Right. It's the breadcrumbs and you're trying to put it make a piece of bread. I heard you had a show about baking, so I just figured that was
I mean that it makes sense though, but yeah. Because like you're learning like, okay, this is the reason why this person does that, but what about these people over here? Like what do they do and how do we get to the middle of it? So
Right. And I think
makes
all
sense.
life, yes, I think this all life matters, no matter what it is. I think just remember that the life is precious. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, this I'm excited because you are a sociologist and I took one class, but like I'm learning like online and going to school and just absorbing the education is like I love it. Wow. Awesome.
Yeah, and it's good that you share your culture because your culture is different and how it raised. It's also raised by regional too, if you think about it. Like you in Alaska, it was all Native American, and you like came into Jackson, and you're like, oh, embracing the black culture,
Pretty much what happened.
Yeah, and it's almost like what I was talking about. I grew up in a ethnic, and it was all ethnic, and then all of a sudden, I'm glad my family moved, and then embraced more diversity, and then just embracing more about it. So yeah.
I mean, life is about embracing, so that makes sense.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Awesome. So let's get into your, I call it, I don't like calling a book. I like calling it a published work because it's your work and it's published.
Oh, thank you.
You're
Thank you for saying
welcome.
that. And it's definitely, it's a masterpiece, right? Because,
Yes.
yeah, I was saying about that.
So what inspired you to, let's start with a title, Origami Balloon, which I love. And to my listeners out there, I will have a copy of the cover of the book because I love the artwork of it. But what inspired you to name it Origami Balloon?
Which is a really great question. I decided to have origami because it's Asian. They recognize the Asian theme of origami, and it's also develop the fold of your life. You can become origami balloon is just to fill up your heart. The more bigger your heart is, the more you feel and love oneself, embrace your uniqueness, that it come and unfold. You know, because origami is a piece of paper. And then when you fold each fold of your life, it create a beautiful, it could be a crane, it could be a balloon, or it could become a rose, whatever it is. It's your piece of life and your love into that piece of blank slate. That's what I use it for.
I love that.
And I use a balloon because it was just something flowing, you know, something that you could create it for the thing. But yeah, it took a while for that in my creative mind. Yeah. So
I
thank
love
you for
that.
helping me cover. Yeah, I work really hard to figure it out, the symbolism and what it was about. So I appreciate it.
I
Thank
mean, that's
you.
precious though that you took time out because you know, like sometimes, like you ask somebody, like, what does this mean? They'd be like, I don't know, I just throw it up in the air. But yours, like, actually makes sense because we do go through different folds in life where I would say, like, that's like a trial. But if I think about it, it is like the folding of the paper and trying to format this thing or this being that we, like you said, it could be a crane or a heart or a balloon, and it's there. Like, see my hands moving? It's like there.
No.
Yeah.
I'm also, my friend gave me a rose. He said he couldn't figure out how to make a balloon, so he gave me a rose. He pulled a beautiful rose for me. That
Yeah.
was nice, you
And
know.
only that, like when you open up the origami and see how like big the paper actually is, it's like, wow, like all the
Yeah.
folding made this.
And he said in his this great friend of mine give it to me is whatever is treasure inside. So your treasure is your heart and your oneness.
Oh,
So
I love that.
that's the reason why I wrote that, was to learn to love that anti-bullying point of view.
Right. Ah, that's my crown moment for tonight.
Yeah.
I
No, you shared what the title was, and that was the reason I have that title. That was basically my thought. Yeah.
I love that. Okay, so from there, so I asked this question, like, what inspired you to write Origami Balloon? Because it's one thing to think about writing it, and it's one thing to actually put it like into action.
Right.
So what made you say, okay, I am, this is what I'm going to do. Like, I'm going to sit here and take some time out of my day and write this, my published work.
When I was writing that, it was I was all over the place. And to be honest, because there not only the pandemic, there was personal life that was going through. And all this anti-Norcas that were hurt me the most because I'm Asian descent was this anti-Asian against female. That was crazy, you know? Anti-racism, anti-hate, and then the Black Lives Matter. And I'm like, wait a second. I think all, like I said previously, all life matters. It's gotta stop. Gotta stop. You know what I'm saying? It's gotta stop. This bullying, and that's the reason why I have it to write. And I coming from, and also embracing, you can't change who you are. Meaning, to change your being in terms of how you act. But when you're born, you should be blessed that you're born to this life. It doesn't matter, you know, your ethnicity, whether you're mixed ethnicity in your family. Then that's what it is. So it's more like love versus hate. Anti-bullying versus violence. And that took me a while to write the stories because I had to be very careful how to write it without offending people, but also showing the way there's a lot of, you know, anti-limited belief and how you overcome it. Yeah.
I think that's really important because I call it during the pandemic, it seemed like there was like this great awakening of anti-ness. Like people were just being aware of us asking for Black Lives Matter and then the anti-Asian hate. And then it was just like everything was like bubbling up at like at one point because number one, we were home. And number two, we were home. And it was like, let's do something. And I was telling my coworker, I was like, you know, it's been like almost 2 years or a year or two. And it's like, we have to keep pushing that momentum and keep going because we are so now like neutral to like when things happen. It's like, okay, well, that happened. Let's move on to like the next thing. And it's like, no, like we have to be like we were in the pandemic, like focus on this right now, like continue to focus on that. So I think that's very important for you to have that balance of saying, this is what I want to write, but also I have to be thoughtful of like everything that's going on at the same time.
Yeah, that is. That's the reason why I wrote it, is because I was writing as a storybook coming from one point of view. Some people, I must have been a really great writer or something. And my publisher, you know who she is, she's famous, amazing.
Yes.
She's super amazing. So if you hear this broadcast, I'm going to say shout out to her and her wonderful team, her excellent
yes.
wonderful So I have to write it at a point where it's knowledgeable and creatively. I like the way you said awakening, because it is awakening. We're mm-hmm. not going to take this anymore. Neutrality of anti-bullying, the police, anti-social reform.
Yeah.
So great to acknowledge this. It's also well-being cooped up. So I'd rather not go to depression. I'd rather go to something positive and creativity. Like you said, right. You go with baking. I go with writing and doing other stuff that creativities around the world. So you brought a really great point for that.
Love that. Because it ended up you writing Origami Balloon. Is that when you actually, I guess during the pandemic is when you had time to sit down and say, I'm writing today.
Well, I think I have enough because it took 5 years. So I always like, you know, with personal drama, with people deaf.
Yeah.
Family member have COVID-19, major heart surgery, anti this, anti that.
It's a lot.
And
yeah.
I'm just like, you know, when I say antisocial, it's like mass, not mass. And then people's like, well, you're not mass and I got to pick on you. Oh, come on, people. Not
Lord.
Ridiculous. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm a scientific person, not scientific. But yeah.
Yeah.
I know we're laughing at now, but wasn't funny for the past.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Even then it was like, why won't you like leave people alone? Like just the simpleness of just like letting people be, but yeah.
Yeah, so you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because yeah. that novel wasn't funny during those times, you know?
Yeah, I had, when I'm wearing my mask at the time, I think it was like a year ago, the lady was like, you know, you don't have to wear your mask. And I was like, yes, I do. Like, I don't need to hear that from you.
Yeah, I think it's also, it's worse when someone said that you're Asian and then you caused this thing. I did have one lady coming up to me and I'm looking at her like, lady, it's a pandemic. If you're not happy with it, you don't have to wear a mask. But I will not be part of your anti-whatever.
Right.
Be a stand for it. And normally I don't do that being introverted, but I just have enough. And I just like, that's it, lady. You know what I'm saying? Are you discriminating because I'm Asian? That I'm wearing a mask? You don't believe in a mask? I don't know what it is, but you need to kick your anger out.
Right. Like you tell me like,
people are just like you. It's like a you know what I'm talking about, barbecue, and you just light a fuse. They light a fuse. So I decided to light a fuse and blow my stuff. And some people like to.
Sometimes you know, you have to do that, unfortunately.
Yeah. So sorry to digress to that, but you know, I'd rather use it as a firecracker. You know, fine.
Yeah.
Not like, you know, something, you know, I use firecracker, you know, we get rid of
spark it up. Got it. Love it. Can you give us like a summary of your characters and just a summary of the book itself?
The summary? Okay. This is, it's really personal for me. The summary of the character is kind of like embracing oneness again, right? This character learned how to embrace oneness of everybody.
Mm.
And then, and spreading everyone is unique. and be a stand for bringing joy. You know what I'm saying? Be a stand for anti-bullying. Be a, you know, at the end, she realized that whole story. I mean, coming of age too. It's just, I think it's great. It's because she's coming of age of who she is. Mm-hmm. And then she's able to spread the joy and share whatever she loves.
Love it.
So it's kind of like a happy ending. I like happy endings. So that was a happy ending.
Well, who doesn't love a happy ending? We're actually like grasping at happy endings around about now. So yeah.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Everybody need a happy ending.
Yeah. Awesome. And can you give us the main character's name?
May Rose is the main love character.
Aw, love that. So when your readers read your published work and they're on the last page, what do you want them to like to take away from your Origami Balloon?
That is a really great point. What I wrote the book is to embrace yourself, right? And then she able to coming of age. And then also, no matter what part of your life, I think that's what I want to share is always the good, the bad, the ugly. I don't want to say ugly, but that's basically it.
Yeah. There's
always a light underneath the tunnel, like a rainbow at the end of the tunnel. You know, like, yeah, that's basically what it is, the rainbow at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, I'm a big Bob Marley fan. He has a song where he says, like, I'm a rainbow too. And to me, that always like signifies, like, I am a promise. Like, my life.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
I like I said, I'm a sociology major. I read all genre of books.
Mm-hmm.
You name it. And music. That got me on fire because I like creativity. But I also understand I can only have again my creativity side gotta be
No, you're fine.
It's weird. It's funny because when you're in that sociology, you have two thoughts. You either liberal arts and science. There's the science part. So I embrace both, but I sort of gravitate more arts. So I think that's really great about it.
Awesome. Yeah, same here. I'm more on the creative side. The science side is there, but the creative side is what keeps me.
But we do need to be quantitative and understand it and statistically number wise. Yeah. We
don't I'm good without that. you want readers to take away to like just embrace themselves and to remember that, like you said, there's that rainbow at the end of the storm, as we call it.
Yeah, there is. And that's also when you embrace oneness and everyone is unique, that you embrace everything. It's a great interaction. Right?
Yeah. It's a folding.
Yes, that is really right. I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that. That's my theme. So thank you for allowing me to share that. That's the reason why.
I love that. I think it's important for us to read this. Well, I'm going to get my copy, but just to read it because from what you're telling me about Origami Balloon and, you know, the time that you wrote it and the awokeness and the anti-everything, it seemed like, we were able to sit in our stillness. And I think that, you know, with the world awakening or getting back up on their feet and everybody running around, we still have to sit and think about our oneness and think about where we want to belong and how we want to combine ourselves and be ourselves. So, yeah.
Yeah. And you make it so fun, Ray or Rebecca. You make it really fun and Ash with you. So thank you. You're right. It is oneness and human connection. Even the opportunity to do Zoom and the international aspect is a lot easier than before. Yeah. So the world is getting smaller.
Mm.
So your small piece, wherever you are in the star, roll around that as well. Thank you for allowing me to share that.
You're welcome. Thank you. So I always ask my authors or my guests to share their crown moment. For my listeners out there, the crown moment is either when you learn a lesson or like you have like a blessing. I always say it's like when your heart and your crown aligns, like you can feel it. Like when it happens, it's either like a moment of silence or just like a moment of that feels good. So do you mind sharing your crown moment with us?
Yeah, I guess my crown moment is for me for getting out of my shell because I'm a very introverted. I know this conversation doesn't seem that way, but I am natural an introverted person. So that in itself to get it published as well as support of my family. There's some people who are naysayer, but that's fine. I think it's also really brave for people who are introverted to be brave to have your name plastered. My name, because people know me. I have people come and say, oh my God, who will you wrote it in your name? Why don't you use a pen name? And I'm like, wait a second. If it's to open brace myself, I gotta use my name.
Yeah, that's true.
This is the name that I have. So that's my problem always, to be brave with a lot of naysayer. I mean, we all been there with naysayer. And also, you know, I think that's one of my crown moments is to be in line. Just like, oh my gosh, I did this. So, you know.
Yeah, I love that. I think I'm learning that sometimes naysayers, they just like, they don't understand the full plan. And it's like, because they don't understand it or it's something new to them, it makes them scared for you. And that's where they're like, oh no, don't do that. And it's like, no, I'm good. I think it's more like they're
like coming out of your shell, like your turtle, like you said, you're coming out of your shell. This one, it's not a turtle because, you know, the turtle have a shell, but basically kind of like crack it open and letting go the old introverted person. I always will be introverted, but I'm also embracing this external communication wise. I think that's
embracing it. I am introvert to the T, so I understand. I get it. Like, I have to make myself go out into the world and I come back in for like 3 or 4 days. Like, I get, but there is a time and a place for me to be like an extrovert. And then I'll just be like, okay, it's time for me to go. And I'll go home and go back in my shell. But it's like you said, the balance of it. And just knowing that, I always tell people who are introverts, so just a reminder that it's okay to go out. Just remember that you have the choice to go home. Like, anytime you want to go home, I'm out of here.
No, you're so funny, but it's true. And the introverts usually embrace themselves more.
Yeah.
Like, whether embrace themselves, whether negative or good, whatever, but be comfortable.
Yeah.
Right? That's one thing about it. And we also are comfortable with interacting with other people. It doesn't mean that you're not interacting with other people.
Yeah.
Understanding of introverted, like you said, Rebecca, I think.
Yeah, that's how I always feel introverts, because I'm like, we're not like standoffish or snotty or anything. It's just like us, but we do have our time where I could say, well, I can be out for like 3 hours and then I'll just need to come back home, because it's like too much conversations. Like, oh my God, did I mess up here? Did I do this? And it's like 10,000 thoughts. And I was like, okay, time for me to go home.
I didn't mean to laugh. You are so funny. I want you to read this book. I think it solved all the issue that you're talking about, because it basically have that in the storybook.
Really? I know introverts.
And we are, and it's great to have shared that with the dream, because we are dreaming. And
preset for. I love that.
Thank you.
So where can my listeners, my crown ones, can they find you on social media, or is there a website for you?
I do have a website. It's called cheryl.moy.com. It's my website. I am on social media. People can find me in social media.
Okay.
Yeah, so I do have social media for it, so people can find me on the thing.
Cool. Well, what I do once I get everything formatted, I'll have the links on my website for them to reach out to you, to give you comments about your published work, The Origami Balloon, or just to say hi.
And I would appreciate it. And I will personally autograph it for you, because you know, figured it out. I'll autograph your book.
Thank you.
Being a published author, I'm so excited and want to do that for people, because it's just my way from bottom of my heart. You purchase this book, and I want to give that.
Awesome. Guys. Well, before we go, may I ask, so the day that your book was published, how did you celebrate? Like, when it was like out?
I was like, that's a really great point. when it, I saw it on the social media and Amazon, I was like, wow.
That's
right?
Nice.
Wow. Like, wow. That's it. Like, is it for real? And so someone told me to purchase the book myself, which I did.
Aww.
Pull the book. And then I'm like, oh my God, it's for real. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's weird. It's like human touch. Like you touch the book. It's like, it's an art. You know how you go to, shouldn't say this, but I saw it online.
Mm-hmm.
Love the graphic. It's a piece of art, right?
Yeah.
To me. Until I touched the book and I said, yes, it's a physical book.
It's actually a book.
It's actually a book. And my name is on it.
Yeah.
And I'm feeling, you know, all this stuff, feeling the book. And I'm like, wow. You know, and I didn't tell a lot of people, but I told mm-hmm. certain people, and then just let it sink in. I think it just let it absorb into my body. So
awesome. And that will actually be like your crown moment once you actually be like, this is my book. Well, that sounds like a crown moment.
It is a crown moment where in terms of your like you said, the crown moment is when you're in your head, embracing it, alignment mm-hmm. and intuition and dreaming about it, writing about it, looking at it until you actually touch the book, you know,
right.
And then you show it to another dear friend and she's like, oh my God, I want this book. And I said, I'm sorry, this book is for my, actually, I have more books now, but that time
yeah.
was my mother, because I really personally want to hand it to her and my grandmother.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh my God, you got it, you know, same thing. Where can I get the book? And she wants the physical book. I think people who are book lovers want the physical book, but I also agree with Kindle because, you know, if you're traveling a lot, Kindle is a lot easier. But for most book lovers, they do want the physical book. It's just
yeah. I am a physical book person. I actually have too many books. good old pandemic.
No, it's great. You know what I do for those? I'm sorry to share that. What
no, you're fine.
When I share the books for pandemic, I give it away.
Mm.
I purchased this beautiful book and then the child read it and love it. And it was like, okay, give it away.
Right.
Otherwise I had too much books. That's one of the donation recycle and I love new books. But if people autograph my book, I'm going to say I keep it. But
yeah.
I'd be like a library book almost. Like,
that's one of my
goals. Gotta stop. He loves books too, but he's like, you gotta stop because we're not going into a library where each room has stacks of books here.
And that's like the goal of a book like keeper is like to have like the library in your home.
Right. And then some people can't afford books, so they
yeah.
donate it. Here in Chicago, they have this treehouse with food. I think you heard about it, right?
Yeah.
You know, but yeah. I appreciate
awesome.
It.
Awesome. All righty. Well, thank you so much. If you don't mind just holding on the line while I wrap everything up here, I would appreciate it. Thank you again so much for just coming on my show and just giving us crown moments and also talking about your book, The Origami Balloon. To all my crowns out there, please check it out based off this conversation in the last. And again, what Cheryl has been saying and me, I have been saying, it's not like everything has been aligning up about the book. So that's awesome by itself.
No, and you're such a joy. Thank you for hosting and proud people who are inspiration authors.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. So thank you out there to all my crown ones. Thank you so much for pressing play. Don't forget you are crowned and don't forget your crown. Thank you. Oh, there it goes.
Hello out there to my crown ones. This is Rebecca, aka Crown Riri, reminding you to subscribe your email to crownones.com, follow crownones_com on Instagram, and also like, share, and most importantly, subscribe. All support is welcome and a big help. I am a one-woman show. And last but not least, stop at crownonesmerch.com to purchase She is Crown Tea or He is a Culture Tea. You can check out all the links below for the Instagram page, the website, and also to purchase your shirt. Again, thank you so much for all of your support. Thank you for pressing play. And of course, I hope you enjoyed this wonderful crown conversation. We.